Hey there, it's Alexander, and welcome to 8-Bit Talk, Episode 1. And today, we're talking about Minecraft, Among Us, and video game rises to fame. Stay tuned for more. Welcome to the one and only 8-Bit Talk, and let's go on from that of which we talked about earlier, a rise to fame with the most recently popular Among Us. Let's talk about the team for a second to see how little the size of the team matters. Believe it or not, back in the 2018 launch, the team consisted of 3 members, 2 of which were mainly artists, and from that, 1 billion players of the game as of last year. Wild. It was also added to mobile for free, making it extremely accessible. Also, this might have already caught your ears, but the game actually launched in 2018 and took 2 or so years to get legitimate attention, so I suppose patience is key, almost as if the developers were imposters themselves. Very, very cool stuff, but how this scaled did Among Us get so ridiculously popular? Well, believe it or not, it all started with a South American influencer who made a video series on the game and it blew up down there. However, the larger world still had no clue about it for the most part. Then it all changed when an English-speaking streamer, streamed it to a large viewer base. Then it launched into popularity in 2020. That was a dumbed-down version for the sake of trimming of irrelevant information. But it goes to show that with patience comes anything. Instead, with luck and patience comes success, because anything can happen. But you have to put your effort into the game. The team put investments into this video game, which ended up paying off, but it was very risky. Adding new content and more maps and such really made them attain a lot of attention, which most likely drew in the South American influencer. Then his videos most likely grabbed the attention of the American streamer. It was like a chain reaction of pure luck and is a large element in success, whether you choose to accept it or not. But forget about Among Us and all that. What about the well-known pixelated perfection called Minecraft? Minecraft only had 1 team member at first, and its success is arguably more impressive, as it happened 7 years before Among Us's creation, along with all other details Among Us had to go through, for the most part. Just a bit more impressive, in my humble opinion, but anyways, many people got the game and made silent or not so silent gameplay of it, and surprisingly, people enjoyed it. I say surprisingly, as it was a shadow of the game it is now, but still relatively impressive for a 1 developer game made pretty quickly from the sounds of things. Then, it rapidly increased in popularity until videos playing it, or heck, even mentioning it, got millions of people tuning in. The game sold 1 million copies within 2 years or less of becoming public. It got a convention, a series professionally made documentary, and so much more due to its popularity. No way in the nether can Among Us say this to this day. It's really crazy that even now, the 16-bit sandbox game is still wildly popular amongst all age groups. That is one of the reasons, too, why Minecraft grew popular, because no matter how old you are or how young you are, you can enjoy Minecraft however you want. It can be used for creation, intense battling, and so much more. Minecraft is such an open-ended game, it's ridiculous. Its large audience can create magnificent things and achieve new skills and abilities with little limitations. If you couldn't tell, I enjoy Minecraft. This is hard to say for other games, as most have a narrow target demographic or audience to appeal to. For that reason, I applaud Minecraft for its invention and inclusivity across the ages. I've actually heard of people over the age of 60 play Minecraft avidly. However, it is not essential to a game's popularity because Among Us really is only targeted towards kids or those of a younger age, and older individuals have played Among Us less from what I can tell. When the 1.14 update came out in Minecraft, it resurged in popularity, also in part to a multitude of YouTubers or streamers playing or covering the game. It fed itself and is once again extremely popular. Overall, I believe elements of luck and patience is a large piece of the puzzle to having a game succeed financially and socially. Luck is of course useful, and patience allows your game to flourish and evolve with a community. So, in conclusion, today's episode shows that really you can make a pixelated one-man show of a game the talk of the decade, or a childlike mystery of a game popular among all of us. Alright, that's all for today's 8-Bit Talk. Credit to Kumu for the music, and if you enjoyed, make sure to tune into the next episode coming out pretty soon, where we talk about the process of game making and how it all works.